You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Yitzchak Avinu and his wife decided that it's the time to plead to Ribono Shel Olam. She says that Yitzchak Avinu prayed to Hashem. Why?
To have a baby.
To have the
children.
No. That's before or after? No, what does the Torah say? Understand? Why? Why Yitzchak Avinu pray to Hashem?
So his wife. Because
10 years they wait, they have the children.
What does the Torah say? Not what you say, what the Torah says.
Hashem to give him the Zechut Avrika.
No. Huh?
He prayed for her.
That's not the question. I'm going to say it in English now. Yitzchak Avinu prayed to Hashem because... What happened? Today is Sunday?
She's buried.
Chazak u'barok! That's why he prayed to Hashem. So now, the question here is, because Rivka Imenu was barren, so Yitzchak Avinu prayed to Hashem, or he prayed to Hashem because she is barren? Which one? Or make a difference? On what usually should be stated? Because Rivka Imenu was barren, so Yitzchak prayed to Hashem. No? That's how there's a problem, so you pray. What do you mean you pray because she is barren? Does it make sense?
Maybe he prayed why she's barren.
Yeah, but he said the problem is this, so I'm going to pray to Hashem.
No. To solve.
Yes.
I think he would have prayed about this.
He would? But here in Torah says there's a problem. But if there's a problem, because the problem you pray, or you pray because there's a problem,
maybe
which one?
I wanted to remind Hashem that my wife.
No, that's not the question.
You pray because there is a problem.
Oh, you pray because of the problem.
Yeah. When you realize you have a problem, then you pray.
So the Torah says, should say, Rivka Imenu was Agara. So by Eter Yitzchak LaHashem, that's how you should say. But that's not how he says. That means the Torah doesn't agree with you.
So how the Torah says it?
The Torah says he prayed because she was barren. Doesn't say she was barren and he prayed.
Oh, because when you have a problem, you pray, that means you are too late already.
So why?
This way, the way the Torah.
What do you mean too late? So why should you pray?
You should pray before the problem.
Yeah, but here it says there was a problem.
Sorry? What
was the problem with Rivka? Yes, but the point of matter here is, as far as praying, do you pray because there's a problem, or there's a problem you pray?
Is there a problem with Ratzon Hashem?
Sorry?
Asking a rabbi if it's a problem with Ratzon Hashem.
Okay.
It's your problem, it's not his problem.
Fine, but where the tefillah comes about? Where is it in the picture? It's too complicated.
Yes.
You have a complicated day today. Rabbeinu Bachya brings this beautiful subject. He discusses this matter. Rav says, why the Torah has to stay like this? That Yitzchak Avinu prayed because his wife is barren. You should say his wife is barren, so he prayed. Now the question here is,
maybe because he was praying at all the time, so this way the Torah says this time he's praying because of this.
Chazak Baruch, it's not true. Very nice, very nice. That's a question, really. Is this the first time they prayed? Because 10 years they're waiting. He didn't pray for 10 years.
No, he always prayed.
He prayed?
Always.
So how come he says this time he answered?
This time.
So in 10 years Hashem ignored them.
No, this time is for a special purpose he prayed.
What do you mean? 10 years he didn't do a special. So what was he praying for 10 years?
Maybe
he
didn't.
He didn't?
Maybe, I don't know.
So for 10 years they didn't pray together.
You will have children.
So he didn't pray.
No, I don't
pray. Why did he pray?
No, he 10 years has passed. I better pray.
So 10 years he ignored it.
No, he didn't ignore it. He said, Hashem's going to give us. Now 10 years.
All of a sudden, after 10 years, then he says, let's pray. Let's pray. So what happened this time they were answered?
Because both they prayed together.
But before they weren't praying together?
They prayed together, it was separate. That means Hashem always wants to hear your prayer for a special, anything is special. That's why it happened.
When do you know it's a special time? When do you know it's a special time?
When you need something, you gotta pray.
You take advantage of people show down. No. Barakallah. Yeah, you take advantage. You take advantage.
You take advantage.
Maybe there was problems between them at that point, but that's what they were.
That's it.
Question is bigger.
So now, Kala Kadosh, Rabbeinu Bachi brings a very phenomenon, dynamic insight. Arab says, what is actually the impression of people that when they go through difficulty, what do they feel? You know, when they have difficulty, what do they think?
Forgotten.
Sorry, they're forgotten? They're not happy? Why Hashem give him Yisurim? Why?
To make them bigger.
Make him bigger?
To make him
more strong.
Make him more strong. The Ibn Bakhti says, I'm going to think. Here he says in the Torah, Vayita Yitzchak LaHashem, Denochach Ishto. Why? Ki Agarahi. Some people think, when they have a problem, so what do? You call a rabbi. You come to Bet Knesset. Harav says, you should know the only reason that Ribono Shel Olam gives you problem because he wants to hear your tefillah.
That means Ribono Shel Olam is missing your tefillah so much, so you're not coming, so he gives you the excuse to come and pray for him. And that's why here we see the proof. Yitzhak Ravim says, Vayetar Yitzhak Lashem. Why? Ki agarahi, that means the main purpose here is the tefillah. Not that he had a problem to do tefillah. He did tefillah Tibron Sholam as an excuse that there was something needs to be worked out. Not that when you have problem to come Hashem. Hashem gives you the problem. Why? Because he wants to hear your tefillah. So that means Yehudi should know that how dear it is to Ribono Shel Olam that he does anything that you come to him because he wants to hear your tefillah. Rabbeinu Bachya. He says, how did Yitzhak Rabbeinu was answered? He says, the Nochach Ishto. It wasn't the Nochach Ishto. The question here is, when you pray, what kind of feeling do you have? What do you feel? Say? Bitul. That means you get out your gashmiut, you mean. But what do you feel? Where are you at?
Happy.
Chazak Baruch. Beautiful. Happy. Happened to be a story about the Admor HaKadosh. After Shacharit had a shiur, so everybody, you know, opened his Gemara, and then Admor said, "Ani lo ma'amin v'Hashem."
Who said that?
Admor said. Talmidim said, usually we have L'chaim after Shur Gemara. Maybe Arav had L'chaim before Gemara. Ani lo ma'amin? So he asked the Talmidim, do you ma'amin v'Hashem? Do you? Do you ma'amin? I'm asking you. I didn't have L'chaim. Do you ma'amin?
Yes.
So Arav says, I don't ma'amin. So Harav said, when all the time he was stunned, so shocked. He said, Ani ro'et Hashem.
What do you mean?
I see Hashem.
Oh.
You see Hashem?
Wow.
You see Hashem?
No. No, you back. Can see somebody and still you don't believe. Suppose you see a doctor and say, no, I don't believe this guy can do it. You can see, but maybe you've still been seeing, you don't believe it.
Nobody believes in doctors.
I know.
Yeah. but the
me,
here, the point here is, what is seeing means? The seeing means something that is tangible for you.
Yes.
It's not imaginary. Emunah means is imaginary. I believe in Hashem. But to see, that means he's right in front of you.
You are not pure enough to see.
What do you mean?
This is
action.
You are not.
No, seeing makes you pure. Not that you're pure to see. When you see, you become pure. That means when you're able to see the Ribono Shel Olam, you become Kadosh. So here, Rabbi Basha says, Vayetan Yitzhar Lenochach Ishto. What is Ishto? Ishto means Ribono Shel Olam. We have many, many hints in the Torah, like Eved, if Ishto, Imo, and all of that. So here, Amech says that Yitzchak Avinu was able to get the Tefillah through. Why? Because they Nochach Ishto. That means he had such a feeling that he was standing right in front of Ribono Shel Olam.
And Tefillah went through. So here it means that you, if able to make Ribono Shel Olam kamiyachol
so tangible that you're standing lifnei melech malchem lachim ha'kadosh baruch hu. That means that there's no barrier anymore. He's right in front of you. You know, you don't need to travel 7 times 500 years to get to Kisei HaKavod. He's right here. The Nochach Ishto. Tefillah went through. Vayate Hashem. You don't need to call, you don't need to send the text. No email. It's right in front of you. That means if you are able to reach such a madriga, there's no delay. Standing in front of Ribono Shel Olam.
Even if it's not the time?
What do you mean it's not the time?
It's not the time for you to get whatever you were asking for. It's not the time.
No, it talks about the devekut. Okay. Devekut.
So the book to Al-Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you're asking something, even if you don't, it's not the time for you to receive.
Of course, yes. So we obviously yes. But the point here is that the madriga that one will be able to make it tangible right in front of your eyes. You stand in front of Ribono shel Olam, Yishtabach Shemo La'ad. And there's no barrier exists. And here the lesson is very, very powerful. And that is that you're not going through difficulty because, Chas v'Shalom, you know, you're being punished. You're going through difficulty because Ribono shel Olam wants to hear you. He misses your tefillah. So that means anytime that you have some challenge in life, that means Ribono shel Olam says, you're so dear to me. Where have you been? I want to hear you. Hashmieni et qolech. Yeah. שנזכה, שש ברוך הוא יזכה אותנו, שיהיה דבוקים להבשם את ברך, וזה אנשים, את תפילתנו יהיה מרובה ברצון, נזכה בישוע.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.